Ever wonder why you're exhausted despite sleeping 8 hours? Why that stubborn weight won't budge despite your best efforts? The culprit might be inflammation, not the helpful acute kind that heals cuts, but the chronic, low-grade type that silently damages your body from within. This hidden inflammation affects a staggering 60% of American adults with chronic disease, with 40% battling multiple conditions simultaneously. Heart attacks strike every 40 seconds. 50 million Americans struggle with autoimmune diseases. Nearly half the population has diabetes or prediabetes. Mental health problems continue surging, with depression now the leading cause of worldwide disability. What links these seemingly unrelated conditions? Inflammation. Yet mainstream medicine's primary solution, pharmaceuticals, often creates as many problems as it solves. Despite Americans taking more medications than ever, 81% take at least one daily, prescription drugs now kill more people than illegal drugs. The fundamental issue is that medical education provides doctors just 19 hours of nutrition training, despite 80% of chronic diseases being preventable through lifestyle choices. This explains why conventional medicine often misses inflammation's root causes, which vary dramatically from person to person. What triggers inflammation in you might be completely different from what triggers it in someone else. Your body's inflammatory response is as unique as your fingerprint. While humans share the same basic biology, each person has a distinct inflammatory response based on their genetic makeup, epigenetics, gut bacteria, immune regulation, hormones, and existing inflammation levels. This bio-individuality explains why some people thrive on foods that sicken others, why exercise energizes some but depletes others, and why stress tolerance varies widely. Consider how some enjoy dairy without issues while others experience immediate discomfort, or how some flourish on vegetarian diets while others remain constantly hungry. Remarkably, about 77% of inflammatory reactions stem from controllable factors: diet, stress levels, and environmental exposures. Inflammation typically develops in 8 primary systems: brain/nervous system, digestive tract, detoxification pathways, blood sugar regulation, endocrine system, musculoskeletal system, immune system, or throughout the body, polyinflammation. The path to healing isn't through restriction or self-hate, but through self-love, caring enough to discover what truly nourishes your unique body and what harms it. You cannot heal a body you hate. Every negative health symptom has a reason. To address inflammation, first identify where it's rooted in your system: cognitive, brain fog, anxiety, digestive, bloating, food sensitivities, or hormonal, afternoon crashes, diminished sex drive. Your inflammation exists on a spectrum. Scores of 0 to 2, inflammation free. Scores of 3 to 5, zone of false wellness with subtle symptoms. Scores of 6 to 7, progressing inflammation with noticeable symptoms. And scores of 8+, significant inflammation requiring immediate attention. Consider Jane, whose brain fog, fatigue, and weight gain persisted despite her healthy diet. Her assessment revealed high digestive and hormonal inflammation. Eliminating her trigger foods, eggs and almonds, resolved her symptoms within weeks. Similarly, Michael's joint pain and skin problems improved when he eliminated nightshades and dairy after discovering inflammation in his musculoskeletal and immune systems. These cases highlight a crucial truth: even healthy foods can trigger inflammation in some individuals. Your body's response to foods is unique. What benefits others might be your worst inflammatory trigger. Rather than making drastic changes overnight, a gradual step-down approach reveals how each food affects your unique system. Day 1. Grains. Grains trigger inflammation through multiple mechanisms. Gluten damages intestinal lining, lectins compromise gut barriers, enzyme inhibitors disrupt digestion, and phytic acid blocks minerals. Modern hybridized grains differ significantly from ancestral varieties, explaining their inflammatory effects. Day 2. Dairy products. Dairy provokes inflammation through lactose intolerance, protein sensitivities, casein and whey, and hormones and antibiotics in conventional products. Even organic dairy can trigger reactions in sensitive individuals. Day 3. Added sweeteners. Sugar inflames the brain, impairing cognition and increasing disease risk. Artificial sweeteners may be worse, disrupting gut bacteria and potentially causing weight gain despite being calorie-free. Day 4. Inflammatory oils. Industrial seed and grain oils undergo extreme processing with petroleum solvents. Their high polyunsaturated fatty acid content oxidize easily, creating inflammatory-free radicals. For severe inflammation, consider eliminating legumes, nuts and seeds, eggs, and nightshades, foods healthy for many but problematic for others. After eliminating inflammatory triggers, focus on healing foods. Clean protein, wild-caught seafood rich in omega-3s, organic pastured poultry, grass-fed meats, or plant options like tempeh, hemp protein, and properly prepared legumes. Produce abundance. Make vegetables your dietary foundation. Aim for 4+ cups daily, especially leafy greens and colorful varieties. Their phytonutrients fight inflammation while delivering essential nutrients. Healing fats. Include 1 to 3 tablespoons of anti-inflammatory fats per meal. Extra virgin olive oil, avocado oil, coconut oil, and grass-fed ghee. These satisfy hunger and support hormone production and cell health. Nature's medicine cabinet. Herbs and spices like turmeric, ginger, cinnamon, and rosemary provide concentrated anti-inflammatory compounds. Also address inflammatory lifestyle factors, prolonged sitting, excessive screen time, toxin exposure, negative thinking, emotional eating, social isolation, and lack of purpose. Notice how differently you feel after movement versus sitting or time in nature versus screens. These responses guide your choices. After completing the elimination phase, 4 to 8 weeks, systematically test whether your body truly loves foods you thought were essential. This phase often reveals surprising insights. Foods you missed might trigger unexpected symptoms. Each reintroduction follows a 3-day protocol. 1. Start with 1 bite, wait 15 minutes. 2. Try a quarter cup, wait 15 minutes. 3. Have half a cup more, wait 2 hours. 4. Consume a full portion, then wait 3 days without that food. With your system now clean, reactions will be unmistakable. Headaches, digestive issues, skin breakouts, mood changes, water retention, or sleep disturbances signal intolerances. Many discover specific trigger food groups. Sarah found artisanal bread caused joint pain and brain fog, while Mark discovered dairy triggered sinus congestion and skin problems. The goal isn't perfection, but awareness. Nothing is forbidden, everything is a choice. You might decide occasional ice cream is worth the aftermath, or make exceptions for special family recipes. The difference is making informed choices rather than wondering why you feel terrible. The most profound shift happens when you stop labeling foods as good or bad and instead recognize foods that love your body back and those that don't. This isn't about willpower, it's about listening to your body's wisdom. Create a personalized food plan listing safe foods that help your body thrive. Stay aware of inflammatory triggers and develop go-to meals based on your personal food list for busy days. Healing requires patience, typically 6 months to reduce inflammation and up to 2 years for chronic health problems. The journey to vibrant health isn't about perfection, but progression. Each choice moves you either toward or away from inflammation. Your body communicates through symptoms. Listening is your most powerful health tool. You've transformed from a passive recipient of health advice to an expert on your unique body, with a personalized inflammation roadmap for vibrant living.